Imagine you are an accomplished writer and you wake up one morning, pick up a book, and find you can no longer read. That's what happened 6 years ago to Esmeralda Santiago, who had suffered from a small stroke at the age of 60. Santiago is the author of a number of books, including the memoir When I Was Puerto Rican. Her recovery is featured in the current issue of the medical journal Neurology Now, and she joins us from Katona, New York. Esmeralda Santiago, welcome. And how does it feel for you to be now a case study in a medical journal?
Well, it's really it was a surprise, but it's wonderful to know that my story might actually help some people who have had a similar experience.
Well, take us back to that day in 2008 when you had the stroke. What happened? What were you experiencing?
What I was experiencing was two things. The first one was that I felt as if I wasn't myself. I felt as if I was watching myself moving through my day. So that was kind of bizarre. But more alarming, actually, was that I couldn't understand anything that I read, anything that was placed in front of me. I would pick up a magazine. I picked up one of the draft of the book I was working on, and I could not understand it. And at that stage, I knew that I was having a problem. And in fact, thought I might be having a stroke. So I was hoping that that wasn't the case, but in fact, it was.
Well, what went through your mind in the days following the stroke? Were you more concerned about your own health or whether you'd be able to continue writing?
That was my biggest worry, was that I would not ever be able to read War and Peace, which I hadn't gotten to yet. Before you're a writer, you're a reader. And I think many writers would say, what do you prefer to do, read or write? Most of us would say we prefer to read than to write, actually. And so to me, the idea that I was losing the ability to read, it was just terrifying. And at the same time, I blamed myself, of course, because you immediately, when you have something like that happen to you, you think, well, what did I do? You know, what did I do to make this happen? And so I was fighting with myself during those first few days about both feeling beating myself up over something that I could not have helped, I learned later, but also really worried about this big aspect of my life was no longer accessible.
And of course, the good news is that it is now, and you were able to relearn to read. What was that process like for you?
Well, there was a point a few days still when I was still in the hospital when I realized, you know, I have been through this process before. When I was 13 years old, I came from Puerto Rico to the United States not knowing any English. And what I did at that time was I went to the public library and I would go to the children's books section where there would be alphabet books and everything would be illustrated so that it was very easy to know, connect the words to the images. And so I said, well, I'm just going to do the same thing. If I did it once before, I can do it again.
So you went back to children's books. Do you remember which ones you went for at the library?
I don't remember specifically because I would take stacks of them and I would bring them to my home. I spent a lot of time at the library as well, just, you know, surrounded by little toddlers and their mommies. But I don't remember specifically. I just remember anything that had an image and the alphabet and trying to connect the letters to the image. I could recognize the image. It was really funny. If the alphabet book had an apple, I knew it was an apple, but I couldn't read that it was an apple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to learn to connect A-P-P-L-E to that thing that I knew was an apple. And that was just constant repetition and practice. And so that's why I had to look at that word many, many, many times before I didn't have to stop to think what it was.
And what about Spanish? Because you had to try to relearn that as well.
My first goal was to relearn English because I wanted to finish my book. My book, I was about two-thirds of the way through it. And then when I delivered Conquistadora, I could not do my own translation. I've done that before because I was not up to speed with the Spanish. And I'm still kind of working through that. It's a little bit harder because I don't use it as much. I live in an English language life. And so the Spanish that I get is through Univision and Telemundo and then reading, which is very, very, very slow for me.
6 years after your stroke, do you still have any lingering symptoms?
When I get tired, I stutter a lot. I find myself, when I'm tired, that I will be speaking to you and you will look at me like I'm speaking Greek and I will, in fact, be speaking Spanish and not be aware of it. Mm. There's these switches that I'm not in control of that I'm still working on trying to control. So that'll happen sometimes. But mostly when I'm exhausted. And so now I try to take naps during the day if I'm really tired. I'm exercising better and more, and trying to maintain a healthier lifestyle. Even though, you know, the stroke didn't happen because I drank too much or I was overweight or didn't exercise. I did exercise. I've been doing yoga since I was 15 years old. I didn't drink very much, maybe, you know, a glass of wine 2 or 3 times a week maximum, and I've never smoked. So all those things that they tell you not to do, I never did, and I still had a stroke.
So what do you think caused it in the first place if it was none of those things?
Well, I have atrial fibrillation. After when I went into menopause, my heart started racing. My father, who is 94, has had atrial fibrillation since he was in his 50s. And so my doctor said, well, this is not unusual for women your age to get atrial fibrillation and the fact that you have the history in your family and so on. So, but I think ultimately they think that it was caused by the atrial fibrillation, even though it was as controlled as it could be. It's never been entirely controlled. I still suffer from that.
Do you have any new books on the horizon?
I am right now working on my next novel, which is it's sort of a continuation of, I don't want to call it a sequel to Conquistadora because it's a different generation from the characters in Conquistadora, but it's another book about Puerto Rico.
And did you read War and Peace?
Yes. About a year and a half to 2 years after the stroke, when I really could read anything and understand 95% of it, I got War and Peace and I read it. And it was a huge achievement for me that I not only read, I mean, I read even the war scenes, the stuff that people skip over, because for me it was this was the proof that I actually had recovered from the stroke, is that I could read every word in that book.
What'd you think of it? Pretty good?
I loved it.
Esmeralda Santiago, author of a number of books, including When I Was Puerto Rican, and it sounds like a new one on the way. Her recovery from her stroke was featured in the recent issue of Neurology Now. Esmeralda, thank you. We've got a link to that article at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.